Juanita, and this is It Starts Now, the podcast that celebrates grown folk joy, bold conversations, and living your best life after 50. Join me, your host, Juanita, as I talk real talk about life, wellness, relationships, style, and everything in between. Always with laughter, zero politics. You can catch us now on BBS Radio TV, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Your best life, it starts now. Welcome back to It Starts Now. I am so happy to have our next guest on. And I'm going to read an intro because, you know, I got to give you guys what the goods are about the show. So, ladies, can we just be honest? Can we really be honest? You know, at some point, many women find themselves thinking, why am I so hot? Why am I so tired? Why am I suddenly forgetting things? Why does my body feel different? And perhaps the biggest question is, why didn't anybody tell me about this? So today we are talking about menopause, our girl, our auntie Minna. Hi, Minna. How are you? We're bringing her back on. We're going to be talking about menopause, hormones, intimacy, confidence, and the changes many women are experiencing, but few people are willing to discuss. Now, you know, I am full. I will say what I'm thinking. I'm talking about vag. I'm talking about our lady parts, our lady bits. We're talking about all of that because I was not told that that girl down there was going to be changing when I went to the pause of Menno. So we're going to talk to Kate. Kate Well is the CEO of Parlor Games, a women-owned managed company. And she's a women's health advocate. She's an educator who has spent years helping women better understand the science behind hormonal changes and the realities many experience during this part of their phenomenal life. Welcome, Kate, to the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on. It's one of my favorite things to do is talk about all these subjects. So thank you.
No, it is. I've been watching your YouTube channels and I'm just like, she knows all that we're going through. And no one, Kate, told me about any of this. I came through this closed door. And when I opened it up, it was like I was going through a tunnel, and it wasn't a tunnel of love. I'm trying to tell you. It wasn't a tunnel of love. Mm-hmm. So why aren't women prepared for menopause?
Oh, you know, the woman's bodies are more complex than men's. Yeah. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Because we have way more of some of the hormones that do all this chemical messaging. And to be frank, women's bodies have not been studied in the same way. So much research is done on men's bodies, and that doesn't apply to women, and particularly to women's hormones when they change as they get older.
Wow. So what are some of the symptoms that surprise women the most? I mean, we hear about the flashes, but we don't talk about all of the things or all of the symptoms that we are going through right now that a lot of people are not actually talking about.
Right, right. Everyone knows about hot flashes, and but there's so much more. And oftentimes women don't think, oh, is this related to my hormones? They just think, oh, I'm so busy. Oh, I'm so stressed. Oh, I'm failing because I can't do everything and be superwoman. And actually, it's because hormones are changing. When we think about our hormones, I said just before, the chemical messengers, and when our hormones fluctuate, those messages change. So sleep is one of the first things that gets impacted. So instead of, you know, getting a good night's sleep night after night, sleep can become really disrupted. It can be harder to fall asleep. It can be harder to stay asleep, with the mind racing about everything going on. There can be some of that middle middle of the body weight gain that starts
Right.
to go on that never stayed there. It could be one of our team members has a great word for this. She says, there are times when I just feel murdery. Just unable to manage the
Yeah,
emotion.
yeah,
When your
yeah.
temper flares out of control, just because somebody was breathing a little too loud in a in another room,
Oh my
things that can,
God.
that flying off the handle, that unable to kind of regulate emotions, unable to, manage stress, the things coming at you in the same way.
Yeah.
Those are some real common early signs that, ooh, things are changing.
Yeah, I feel you, Kate. That was one of the things when you were talking about emotions, and I didn't realize how much watching these commercials now where they're talking about, do you see a dog in a cage? And then they start showing these pictures of these beautiful dogs and they have these eyes, and I'm just bawling. And I'm just like, okay, what the is happening right now? I mean, I can't even watch them anymore now, Kate, because I just start crying. I cry over the babies cry. I cry over the dogs. I cry anything that will just have a sentimental value. I just start crying. And I'm thinking it's emotions. I mean, I didn't know that it was part of Miss Minnow. I had no idea.
We so often think about our hormones as being related just to reproduction. Oh, but all you lovely listeners out there, hormones do so many things in your body, and so when they change, so many things change within your body. It's not just about bringing new beings into the world. Your hormones are important for so many things, like bones, for example. We know we need strong bones, and when our
Right.
hormones change, there's a big impact on our bone strength. Let me share one thing. We early on, hormone changes are often related to really obvious things. We're aware of things being different. But as we get older and there are no longer kind of like imbalances between our hormones, now we're in a place where we just have insufficient hormones. And a lot of things that are going on in the body at that point are more silent. Nobody notices like bone degradation until there's an unexpected fracture. Nobody notices that there's little changes going on in the brain until they really become cumulative, and that's quite after quite a while. So, the older we get, the fewer hormones we have, and the more silent symptoms or issues that we begin to see. So it's 40s and early 50s, it's really obvious, and as we get older, it's less so, but there's still an impact.
And what bothers me, Kate, is that n no doc doctors are not really telling women this. They're not telling us that when you reach a certain point in your life that you're going to be experiencing all of this. They're not saying that. All they're saying is the hot flashes and the mood swing. They're not talking about the hormone change. I had no idea what you just said about hormones. I had no idea until today. I literally finding this out now.
But that's a big part of, I think, sometimes why I'm on this earth is to share this, what I call beautiful biochemistry, hopefully in a really accessible way, so that women go, oh, I'm going to go talk to my doctor about that.
Right.
I'm going to do some research on that. Oh, I want to see that light, that dawning light of, ooh, maybe that's me, go on, in somebody's eyes. So that's a big part of why I like to talk about talk about this.
Many women are told, oh, that's just aging. That's what we're told. We're told you're just getting old, that's just aging. And Lord knows, don't being in a relationship with a guy. Oh God. That right there, that's a show right there. It's like, no, dude, I'm just not into it right now. I don't know what's going on right now, but I really don't want you touching me right now. And it's not even the fact that you stop loving this person, you stop being, don't want to be intimate. It's just something that literally a switch that clicked. And you don't even know why the switch clicked, and you want the switch to go back to the way it was.
It's like, where's the on switch? Where is it? Where is it?
Exactly,
You're
exactly.
flailing around in the dark, like, what? switches here somewhere. And
Exactly.
yeah, it's hormones have changed, right? Yeah. So, and the other piece of that is, I mean, practitioners, doctors are not taught about how to help women with their bodies as they get older, as they change. Many practitioners have less than, 5 hours training on this phase of a woman's life, so
Wow.
they don't have the resources. And then you had on top of that, there was the Women's Health Initiative that gave this big ruling, like women should not have beyond hormones, which turns out to be wrong, of course, very
Right.
wrong. But for a whole generation in medical school, doctors were told that no, only for a shortest period of time to deal with the worst of the issues. And we now know that that's wrong, but we have a whole generation of practitioners and more who've had it drilled into them that this is not an area that we help women with. So I think women are lost trying to find a good resource, someone who knows the science, and then can relate that into practice. But that doesn't mean women shouldn't go to their doctors and say, "Hey, I want more. I want
Right,
more, and
right.
I want women to be empowered to ask for more."
I'm really sad to learn because I when I was going through this adventure and I was trying to, get HRT and all and finding out why, all of a sudden, certain things with my lady parts were like, "Woo, what are you doing, girl?" And I researched it, "Hey, whoa, what are you putting up there?" And my answer was I went to my gyno. And I told her that, and she gave me something for night sweats. I'm not sweating. I'm just telling you that I can't, I don't know what's happening up there, but I need you to figure it out because I still enjoy sex. I just need you to figure out why it's painful now. And I had to go to another doctor who actually explained everything. And and then I met you guys. I met your platform. I mean, my God, are we going to go to that? If we can talk about it. But her products are lifesaver. It's a lifesaver. It's like night and day. I am not lying, Kate. It's night and day.
Well, that part of our body relies on having a supply of estrogen. Estrogen is important for skin structure, wherever it may be, on our arms, on our faces, on our necks. It's also important for the skin of the vulva and the vagina. Skin needs estrogen. And when we don't make it, or certainly don't make it in the volume that we used to make it, our skin everywhere is affected. We see that on the wrinkles on our skin, the wrinkles around our eyes, the wrinkles around our faces. And we all can also begin to feel that on the skin of the vulva and the vagina. And if you haven't got estrogen here there, that skin surface changes, and so it can make sex painful. Sometimes just even wiping after being to the bathroom can be painful.
Wow.
So, yeah, women need
Estrogen
help
is
with
that
this.
is estrogen is that key, huh?
Estrogen is vital for skin health all over the body, including on our most intimate areas.
What about progesterone? Progesterone?
Progesterone is an important hormone as well. It too has many functions throughout the body. And in particular, it helps with bone health. It helps with mood. It helps with sleep. It has functions for in the brain to help with memory, making new memory and retaining new information. There are so many women who experience that walking into the room and they're like, "And I'm here because," or that for years they've had systems for where their keys are,
Right,
or
right.
all the things that they need. They built their systems, and gradually those systems just fall apart, and you're spending like half an hour just trying to find your keys, and
Yeah.
then at the end of it, you go back to your purse for the 14th time, and you look in there and you're like, "There's your keys," that which can be so frustrating.
That drives me
Like, my
crazy.
brain never used to be like this. And so progesterone, kind of plays a role in so many functions. I just gave you a few examples there.
Well, that is some great examples, but you say that, Kate, and I laugh because I don't I you know, of course I you know, my vanity, I'm saying, I know my keys were there. I think an ET extraterrestrial came and took my stuff. I go there. It's like I'm the only one living in this house, me and this dog. It has to be an ET. And then I go back and the keys are right there. That drives me crazy. I hate that about this whole process that I'm going through. And then I hate when it happens, if I'm working or something and I do that and someone goes, "Ooh, you getting old." I, what? You went you say that? Oh, you just getting old. Okay. Or do you have dementia? I mean, you get you why
Right.
yeah, you get that too.
Well, honestly, I mean, if someone isn't sleeping,
Oh yeah.
those are kind of prerequisite conditions for developing dementia, because you need sleep so that the brain can rest and recover, so that the body can rest and recover. When we sleep, our liver that does a lot of the cleanup in the body, and the lymphatic system that does cleanup in the body, they don't go to sleep. Overnight is often when they're doing a lot of their work, and the calming and healing and improvement in our brain, that happens overnight. And so when we don't sleep, that doesn't happen to the same degree. So making sure that we get enough sleep is critical for navigating, the changes that are going on. But remember this as well: while these changes are going on, many of us are still working. We still have to show up at work, we still have to think, we still have to remember. Even if our coworkers think, oh yeah, she's having a hot flash, there goes the sweater, oh, she's putting it back on again, the sweater's off and the sweater's back on again. They see that, but they're not seeing beneath. Where oftentimes you're like a duck, you seem serene on the surface, but underneath your feet are like paddling like mad, because your brain isn't working as well as it used to. I mean, and you're trying to keep up. So in the workplace, there's women need to be able to go to their practitioners and say, look, I need help. I need help. What's happened to my hormones, and how do I make sure that I have sufficient levels? So.
And why aren't they, why aren't, my gynecologist, I mean, you would think, and I'm a female gynecologist, but you would think that that would be something that they would be like, "Oh, I know exactly what's happening, girl. Let me just tell you what you need to do. You need to do this, you need to do that." And I didn't get that. And I was very amazed. I mean, and she's the same age as I am. And I'm just like, I went back to her and I said, "I'm going to need you to not just, prescribe me something for hot flash. I don't have hot flashes. I have something else that's happening. And I need you to be that girl, that doctor who tells me or shows me or find out what you need to provide for me." But women are scared to even tell their doctors that because, you get older, the first thing you say, "Oh God, I'm dying." I mean, that's the first thing you think. "Oh God, I must be dying. It's just my time to die." And I refuse to go into that dark, that into that with it, that night or whatever, night air, and thinking that everything is bad because my body is changing. I want to be that person, Kate, that educates or at least suggest, tell people, and I've told everyone about your company, by the way, but I've told everyone that you guys need to be proactive. You need to start asking the questions.
Right. There is a growing amount of information available. It's a big part of what we do, is get information out there. We educate, so that women have got solid information to understand, build their understanding, so they can go and ask more. I've been involved in companies that are interacting with doctors in this field. I've run clinical laboratories, that do hormone testing. And I've had a separate company that provides, hormone creams to practitioners. And I have been involved in educating practitioners for coming up on 25 years. And it is quite astonishing how much this is a specialist area. And I want to say, I want to kind of frame this for your listeners, because, our medical system, it doesn't give practitioners long with their patients. You know, you've got 7 minutes at the most
Right.
sometimes in your appointment. And, you know, when I, you know, help educate practitioners, one of the things I give them to think about is a long list of issues that women can experience. I mean, there can be 25, 30 things on this list.
Wow.
And not everyone has everyone, has everything. It's a different combination of issues for every single woman. And what practitioner truly has the time to go through all of those and work out what individual turn is for the patient that they have in front of them. So there's some complexity to it. I will say there's a growing number of practitioners who really understand how hormones work and how to support women with making sure they have sufficient hormones.
Wow.
You know, I'm 63 and I, you know, I'm very busy running businesses.
Right.
And continuing to learn. I love to read. And I could not be doing that without my own hormones. There's just no way.
Wow.
But I fully intend to live, you know, really active life into my 90s. And I know that hormones for me are going to be a piece of that. So, but fortunately for women, slowly, gradually, the tide is turning. And I just hear from more and more practitioners that they want to learn, they want to understand, they want to know how to help their patients thrive, not just survive.
Right. So through your educational work, what are some of the most common questions or concerns you hear from women over 50?
I think it's to do with often it's to do with fatigue. It's to do with, you know, unexplained weight gain. You know, they haven't changed exercise, they haven't changed the food, but there it is, that little chub. And it's to do with that, some of the foggy thinking and just not feeling that they're on top of it. They just don't feel like themselves. And then, you know, I hear back from them, you know, once they have, you know, found what works for them and they're running around like, you know, and this is the time when grandkids are arriving and they want to have the energy to play with their grandkids. And so, you know, they're motivated to do the right things. So it's the loss of self. I just not who I used to be. I don't feel like myself anymore. I think that's probably the most common thing that I hear.
You're in my head right now, okay? I mean, that's exactly what's going on. And I just keep thinking or kept thinking that it's just I'm just getting moodier. I'm getting more like, I have people that I've just decided that I didn't need in my life anymore, and I'm just like something is changing. And I think it, and I know, I mean, now you're explaining exactly what it is. It's this whole process. What are some of the menopause myths that you wish women would stop believing?
The big one, the big
Yeah.
lie, I'm going to call it this one. This is the big lie, is that it's just part of getting old. That is nonsense. It is a phase of life, and there are things that you can do to retain yourself. So it is not just part of getting old. That's the biggest myth.
Wow. Yeah, that is, because that's exactly what they say. Oh, you're just getting older. That, it'll pass, just enjoy the ride. No, I don't want to enjoy that ride like that. I want to enjoy that ride with more information. How about
Yeah.
that?
Can I add something to that?
Oh,
You know,
absolutely.
I am a feminist through and through, and I am such an advocate for women being an advocate for themselves and women being empowered. But could you imagine a guy going into a practitioner's office and saying, "I just don't feel like myself"? Could you imagine the practitioner saying, "Oh, you're just getting old"?
No, no,
No, it would
no.
be like, "Well, here's this little blue pill, or take some testosterone," or,
Exactly.
you know. So we still know it's an uphill battle for women to advocate for themselves, but I absolutely believe in them having the, you know, good solid information so they can go in confidently. And when someone says it's just part of getting old, the response is, "That's not good enough." try again. Answer B, I'm listening.
Right. You just mentioned a word, the T word, testosterone. Is that safe for women?
It is. I mean, we all make all these hormones, both men and women make all these hormones. We make them in different amounts. And there is definitely this is part of the tide of change, is that more and more practitioners are understanding that a small amount of testosterone can really help women with many aspects of their health. Their cognitive function, they're maintaining their muscles, which is incredibly important for like managing balance so we don't fall over and break a hip and die.
Exactly.
That whole cascade there. Testosterone there, is linked to libido in women. It's not the only thing. So someone who was using testosterone, for example, that would not necessarily stop their libido issues if, that could, it's very situational, but it plays a role. It plays a role in cognitive function. It plays a role in motivation and that capacity to get off the sofa and go do, do the gardening or go for a walk or go for a bike ride. So yes, it plays it. Just because we make less of it doesn't mean we don't need it. And so it's in the right amounts. It can be really helpful for women.
Wow. So, what excites you most about the future of women's health and education? What gives us hope?
What gives us hope? Well, I do see a lot of practitioners who are wanting to learn more. I regularly have scheduled training sessions with practitioners. They want to know more. They want to understand. I tell you what, they want to understand their patient's experience because their patients often don't feel comfortable describing the experience. And so I often find myself in this role of translating. I am telling them what their patient doesn't feel comfortable saying. So they're in a better position to help. And I sometimes end up like giving them wording so that they can step out of that sort of super clinical approach to it and be more relational, which women need in communication, particularly about something that's so intimate. So I just see more practitioners wanting to step into helping women in this area of their life experience, and that gives me a lot of hope.
Wow. Many women out there today are, they may realize that they're experiencing symptoms they've never connected to hormones. So, where can they find credible information or educational resources to learn more?
Well, our website does have a lot of educational information. There's an organization called the Institute for Functional Medicine. They can a great source for this is if you were to search for naturopathic doctors in the area and just read the information that many naturopathic doctors have on their website. These are doctors who have been to naturopathic medical school. These are, I would say, some of the smartest practitioners because they really dig into the complex biochemistry of the body, and they really work on focus on like root cause healing. And they have lots of references and articles on their websites because a big education is a big part of it for them. So their websites are a great resource as well.
About parlor games, like where did the name come from? I think it's whenever I when I first saw it, I'm thinking I need to dress up in a corset and
Right.
and wear my
Well,
hair up in a bun. I mean, I love the name parlor games.
please send us the photos of that. Yes, we would love those. Well, we approach this with a sense of humor. It's serious, but but you've got to have a sense of humor about all of
Right,
this, for heaven's sake.
exactly.
And so we're somewhat sassy, but we know that women have sat and plotted revolutions in parlors since time immemorial, and so we just wanted to play on that. We're a company of women helping other women,
Right.
and women sit around and do that. We sit around in parlors. We sat around the fire ring 10,000 years ago, and we help each other out. It's what women do. So it's kind of a play on that.
And I love it. I love her products. I was when I opened, I talked about one. But I'm gonna have all that information in the show notes, and I'm also gonna have it on our website on our pod page. But this has been such an amazing conversation with you, Kay. I can't say that I have not learned more, because I have. I've learned more than I thought I would. I did not know the importance of hormones. I am so grateful that you were able to give us some of your time. And again, all that information, we're going to have a link to their site. And I'm going to be putting out some stuff, and I probably will dress up in a corset, and I'm going to be
Oh,
doing
I
stuff.
want to see
Yeah.
that.
And I'm going to have a long cigarette and go, "Hey, how you doing?" Because I absolutely love everything about your company, Kay. You have been such a wonderful, wonderful guest. I do appreciate you giving us your time.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate your interest and for your passion for helping women just, really continue to claim the place in the world and be their best. And I love that your title, it starts now. I mean, whether that's today or tomorrow, I mean, actually, it starts every day. And
That's
so thank you
exactly
for
what it means.
everything that
Yeah.
you are doing to help and empower women. You know, my
I
heart
appreciate that.
appreciates that so much.
And that's what It Starts Now is about. When I first started doing it, I said, because I used to have a podcast years ago, and it was for 10 years, and I said, "You know what? This is my part of it. It starts now. It starts now. Everything you want to start doing, it starts now." So with that, guys, I'm so happy that you all listen to this show. I hope you walk away with information that you need, because you know you do. And again, all that information will be on the pod page, will be on my Facebook, my Instagram, my TikTok. We are all over the place, because you know what I always say? It starts now. Bye-bye. That's a wrap for today on It Starts Now. Catch us on BBS Radio TV and all your streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, CastBox, and more. Want to keep the conversation going? Hit that subscribe button and share this episode with your crew. And you got a brand or business that you want to promote? Let us team up. Email me at thebeautyfiles2, @gmail.com, or facejobmedia.com. Your best life, it starts now. We'll see you the next time. Bye-bye.